This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Supreme Court has ordered that no fresh suits would be registered under the Places of Worship Act in the country. It also ordered that in the pending cases, no final or effective orders would be passed till further orders of the Apex Court. A special bench headed by CJI Sanjeev Khanna asked the Union Government to file within 4 weeks its reply to the clutch of petitions challenging the validity of the 1991 Act, which prohibits the filing of a lawsuit to reclaim a place of worship or seek a change in its character from what prevailed on 15th August 1947. The bench, also comprising Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan, appointed advocates Kanu Agarwal, Vishnu Shankar Jain and Ijaz Maqbool as nodal counsel to make compilations of pleadings on behalf of the union, the petitioners and the parties supporting the act. The Lok Sabha passed the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024. The bill amends the Disaster Management Act 2005 and intended to strengthen the efficient working of the National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, and the State Disaster Management Authorities, SDMA. The bill empowers the NDMA and SDMA to prepare the disaster plan at national level and state level instead of the National Executive Committee and the State Executive Committee. The bill also empowers the state government to constitute a separate urban disaster management authority for state capitals and cities with a municipal corporation. The bill will provide for creation of disaster database at national and state level. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Ray said the bill will ensure that effective mitigation and preparedness measures are undertaken. Allegations and counter-allegations made by opposition and Treasury bench MPs on various issues yesterday marred the proceedings of Rajya Sabha. However, Lok Sabha also witnessed disruption during the pre-lunch session, but it conducted a smooth business post-lunch. The Treasury bench raised the issue of alleged links between the Congress leaders and the US-based George Soros Foundation in both the houses. Meanwhile, the opposition parties protested over the bribery charges against the Adani group, demanding joint parliamentary committee probe. Government has said that India's policy towards Palestine has been long-standing and it has always supported a negotiated two-state solution towards establishment of a sovereign, independent and a viable state of Palestine within secure and recognized borders living side by side in peace with Israel. Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, said in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha. He said India remained concerned with the security situation and has called for a ceasefire, release of all hostages and peaceful resolution of conflict through dialogue and diplomacy. The minister said India has emphasized the need for safe, timely and sustained delivery of humanitarian assistance to the people of Palestine. Congress Party has released its first list of 21 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Legislative Assembly elections. The party has fielded its Delhi President Devendra Yadav from Badli Assembly constituency, Sandeep Dixit from New Delhi Assembly seat, Harun Yusuf from Balimaran seat, Ragini Naik from Wazirpur, Abdul Rahman from Serampur and Anil Bharadwaj from Sadar Bazar Assembly constituency. Indian Grandmaster Domaraja Gukesh became the youngest chess champion in the world. Gukesh made history as he clinched 18th World Chess Championship, defeating Ding Liren of China in the 14th and final match of the FIDE World Chess Championship in Singapore. With the endgame dragging out in the 5th hour, Ding made a blunder in the 55th move which cost him the match and the crown. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Domaraja Gukesh for becoming the youngest player to win the World Chess Championship. Defence Ministry has signed a contract of 13,500 crore rupees with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited HAL for the procurement of 12 Su-30 MKL aircraft along with the associated equipment. It also said that the aircraft would have an indigenous content of 62.6% enhanced due to indigenization of many components manufactured by Indian defense industry. And that is the end of this news bulletin.